can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchup. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome back to Week 5 of FanDuel Manual. We are here to help you win your FanDuel matchup each week. We scour all the sites, consolidate all the expert picks across the field to bring you your weekly FanDuel analysis. We are kind of like the Moneyball for FanDuel. I'm your host, Brendan Barnett. With me, as always, is 4-0 Chris Cowan.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
And 0-4 Doug Hayes.
Hey, thank you for the sweet intro.
Doug, why don't you tell everybody about the website and what they can find on the website?
All right, yeah, you can definitely go to FanDuelManual.com. We'll have the spreadsheet that we use for our picks. It'll list all the picks by each of us each week, and it has the locks of the week as well as the podcast that you can download. So if you get a second, stop by FanDuelManual.com. And check it out. You can also go to the contact page and send us any questions, and we'll be happy to put it on the air and answer your questions.
Yeah, as always, you can get a hold of us through our email at FanDuelManual@gmail.com. I just set up the Twitter handle, at FanDuelManual. Send us your sweet tweets, and we will put those on the air and answer any questions you've got. Shout-out to L.A. Bronco fan Jay Griff out in California for the first follower of our Twitter handle. I want to get right into it. And talk about the format and something a little bit new that we're going to be doing this week. But the format is standard. It's the 60K format. There's a lot of tournaments on FanDuel that have big prizes. They also have their satellite and their tournaments to win a ticket to Vegas. And most of them are the 60K format. We're going to be doing 60K Sunday, Monday games. So Thursday night, Buffalo and Browns game, those teams and players are out. Also this week on bye are the Buccaneers, Redskins, Steelers, and Vikings. What we're going to be doing different this week is our own FanDuel Manual Challenge. I'm going to put together a tournament, and it'll be 10 people. The link will be on the website. So if you want to challenge Doug, Chris, and I, at FanDuel, we're going to take the first 10 people and fill up our own little tournament for FanDuel and see how that goes. You can take on the experts and see how you fare. Let's just kick it right off with QBs. Right now, I'll tell you the top overall projected three highest point scorers. It's no surprise that Peyton Manning is number one. It was so awesome to watch Peyton Manning last week. Oh, man, that was an awesome game. In the third quarter, he had 3 80-yard drives. Never once was there a third down and 3 touchdown passes. It's incredible what's going on in Denver right now. He projected at 29. Michael Vick's next at 23, and Drew Brees is next at 22.9. Overall, as far as overall bargains, the top three bargains are Eli Manning, Phillip Rivers, and then Peyton Manning. Eli's 6,600, and he's projected at 19. Phillip Rivers at 21, and then Peyton at 29. Doug, who do you have for your QB this week?
Well, I'm going with Manning, but I'm doing Eli Manning. I know that he has he's played awful all year long, but there's no way he can be this bad. It's time for a breakout game, and I think the Eagles are the breakout game because we saw what his brother did to him. Maybe he'll give him some advice. Also, Peyton Manning also completed 99.4% of his passes, so as long as he just does a little bit, even close to Peyton, it's going to be big numbers this week.
All right. Well, that means that the kiss of death has happened again because I, too, have chosen Eli Manning.
What?
Every single time that we choose the same player ends up so bad.
I love that.
But I I totally agree. I feel like Philly's defense isn't great, but their offense can put up points right away. So he's gonna have to gun it, and I just can't believe that he's as bad as he's played through the first four games. I'm not really sure what's going on with him, but there's going to be a breakout game, and I kind of am taking this as a buy low. I can't imagine it gets any lower, and for the value, he's the number one overall value at QB. Projected at 20 points, I think he can get that easily if he has an average Eli Manning game. If he keeps playing the way he has, then, yeah, it could be a really bad pick.
Yeah, but also it's the difference is 6,600 for Eli compared to 10,400 for Peyton, and you know at least the experts are picking that it's going to be you know within 10 points. So we'll see. What'd you do, Chris?
I went with a pretty steady pick. I went with Matt Ryan at home against Atlanta. Falcons are 1-3. I don't think that there's any way that they lose this game, especially at home against an inferior opponent. So I went with Matt Ryan at 9,000. I know he wasn't a great value pick or anything, but I'm just really confident in Ryan this week.
He's projected about the same. So that's kind of what Doug and I are talking about. He's projected around the same as Eli, who Matt Ryan is playing the Jets. At home they're playing the Jets. He's 9,000 compared to the 6,600. I feel like this is our week, Doug.
I mean, it makes sense that you do the pool. They should average the same, except it costs $3,000 less. But for some reason, Chris's player will have 40 points, and Eli will probably die on Saturday.
That's the plan.
All right. For running backs, God, I hope you don't have any of these guys. But for running backs, Doug, you had a good rule, and I really liked it, and I actually adopted it, so I'm pretty sure we're going to have the same guy. When I took the spreadsheet, I put together the best team with, if I just said the straight best bargains and took the top two running backs, it was LeSean McCoy and Giovanni Bernard. And then I also put another team together, the highest projected team, and I just went off of points. And the highest projected team is, like, well over the salary cap, but LeSean McCoy was on that list, and Reggie Bush was on that list. So if the players on the best bargain list and the highest projected list are going to be on my team, and so LeSean McCoy is on my team against the New York Giants. Like I said, that offense is pretty sick, so I'm expecting him to put up big numbers. And for $8,800, a lot of my budget's going into it, so I hope he produces. Second, my next pick is at running back is Darren Sproles. He had a really, really nice game on Monday night. What's that?
He really did.
Yeah, he did. And something else, so Reggie Bush also, he's projected the second highest points. And last week, they played Chicago. I kind of compare Darren Sproles' game to how the Lions used Reggie Bush. And so the way that Reggie Bush shredded the Bears last week, I feel like I'm hoping that Darren Sproles can kind of do that same thing because I kind of think that they're used the same way and the same type of player. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Chris, would you go ahead?
I went with Ray Rice. I think Ray Rice's value was knocked down a lot more than it should have been for simply having one poor week. I was able to get Ray Rice at 7,600, whereas just, you know, 3 weeks ago, he was one of the top three or four running backs, arguably, you know, every week for the last 3 years. He had a really bad game last week, and I was able to get him at 7,600. He's playing against a Miami defense. He's pretty good up front, but could also be reeling from that Saints game. And I think he'll get back on track and have more touches than he had last week and be pretty good value at 7,600. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's at 11.4. And I think you're right. It's kind of one of those things where the value, where he was typically kind of going in that $9,000 range. But at the same time, I think his projections were a lot higher because there was no there wasn't, people weren't as sure of his competition at running back, where I think now there's, you know, the Bernard Pierce is going to be splitting carries with him, but yeah, it's still Ray Rice. Who's your,
yeah.
Who'd you go with second?
Second one is a real shot in the dark, but if you live in New England, maybe you know that Stephen Ridley is battling a knee injury. So I went with Brandon Bolden at 4,500. I'm not hoping, but I think there's a good chance that he'll see a lot more carries, even if Ridley does play. So I think they'll feed him the rock a little bit, and that 4,500, that's the type of value, that's the type of production that you're looking for, just the opportunity. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, on the, also just a little bit about him. I don't know too much about Brandon Bolden, but isn't he sort of like don't they sort of give it to him like third down, or was he the kind of guy or does he catch passes more? I mean, how do the Patriots use him?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Patriots backfield has been pretty crazy for years. It sort of reminds me of the Denver backfield, just because you never knew what Shanahan was going to do. We don't really know week to week what's going to happen to the Patriots backfield, especially since Ridley started fumbling early on. But, there's going to be stretches where Brandon Bolden will, even if everybody's healthy, he'll see a few series where he's the exclusive running back, and they definitely don't limit him to straight carries. He'll definitely go up some passes. So I don't think 15 touches or so is out of the realm of possibility, even if Ridley does play.
Doug, who'd you go with?
I was thinking the same kind of thing with you with the LeSean McCoy. I definitely went with him. I think he's going to have a huge game against the Giants. And he was the highest value. The second one, is just kind of a random one. It's, D'Angelo Williams. I just think he has a good matchup with Arizona. I think he is a very good bargain, 6,700. And, I mean, he just kind of, he's been performing very well, and I think he's going to have it's a good matchup with the Cardinals, so I think that's a good value.
Yeah, 6,700. A little bit, you know, risk. I don't think I like the Williams pick, but
I don't think I like any of your picks.
Well, so far all of our picks are the same except for that one.
Yeah. Just because a team gets burnt one way, they may go ahead and learn from it the next week. I don't know.
I decided to scrap. By the way, I'm scrapping the whole put together the highest point team. Like, I did that, and just looking at some of the players, I'm thinking, I would never choose these guys. There's no way I would choose Denarius Moore to put on my team. So I decided this week, forget that. I am actually 0-0. I'm starting off with a fresh slate.
nice.
Doug, you're 0-4. Chris, you're 4-0. I'm just starting this week. Really
cool. Okay, cool. Cool.
Welcome. It's good to have you aboard.
Doug, this is your wide receivers.
Let's take a look here. So the wide receivers, I went with DeSean Jackson. I just think that the Eagles are going to score a lot against the Giants, and I think the Giants are going to score a lot against the Eagles. I just think both their defenses are not that great. I mean, Philadelphia's hell-bent in doing this hurry-up offense no matter how many games they lose. But at least they're trying to score points. They're getting yards. People are getting their fantasy points. So that's why I went with Victor Cruz as well, because I think I'm really banking on Eli Manning coming out of his funk against the Eagles, and I think Victor Cruz has really been his only person that he's done anything with. So if he's going to come out of his funk, I think Victor Cruz is going to really get rewarded there. And the last one I chose was Eric Decker. I thought he was a pretty good steal at the price he was. And, yeah, I think Thomas and Welker have established themselves as the top two receivers, but there's plenty to go around. I mean, you didn't really even notice Decker last week, but he did okay. And to be honest, they missed on a bomb that would have been an 80-yard touchdown. No problem. If you would have caught that, then a huge week for him.
Oh. I think it's safe to say, Doug, that if there happens to be a torrential downpour in that New York Giants game, you are going to score about 5 points this week.
Whatever, Chris. What do you know?
your whole lineup is in that game.
I know. There's not going to be a down par. Do you know something?
Maybe I do. Chris controls the weather now.
Great. I want out of this.
He owns Doug and he owns the weather.
Great.
Chris, who do you have at wide receiver?
First wide receiver I took to same logic as that Matt Ryan pick was Julio Jones at 8,400. I just think they're going to try to score a lot of points and make a statement and let the whole NFL know that they are a lot better than 1-3. And if they're scoring points, Julio Jones is typically very much involved. Doug also went with Eric Decker. I thought I kind of used that scroll-up technique, and he was the first name that really jumped out at me for 6,500. I thought that's really good value for Decker. You just kind of want a piece of the pie in the Denver offense right now, and he's easily the best value out of the big three at 6,500. My third guy is a wide receiver I've been following for a while now, and his targets pretty much keep increasing. He had a really good game last week, and that's Alshon Jeffrey against the Saints, and that game is a home game at Chicago, and New Orleans is going to put up points. Chicago is going to throw the ball. And you would assume that the game plan is to do everything you can to take away Brandon Marshall. And I think Jeffrey has established himself as a pretty reliable number two receiver in Chicago. So I think he'll get some points.
I can't even find him on my list.
He was at 5,300.
How much?
53.
Oh, there he is. Projected at 7 points.
I also think that Decker is going to do very good. Because he may have the worst reality show on TV, and he really needs to make up for that.
He has a reality show? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's on E! Channel, and it's with his wife, and it was awful.
Oh, it's probably, if it's on the E! Channel, it's probably on my DVR. I'll check that out. I chose one of your wide receivers, Doug, and Victor Cruz. I agree with you. I think there's going to be, I hope it doesn't rain, for one.
Now that's all I can think about. That's all I can think about.
I think there's going to be some blizzard or something happening. You'll know about it. I just think, yeah, he's going to put up a ton of points. And if Eli relies on anybody on that team, it's been Victor Cruz. I feel like every time I watch the red zone and the Giants score, it's always Victor Cruz. Sure isn't Brown or anybody else on that team, Hick or Nix or anybody. I also took Julio Jones for the same reason that Chris said, but also knowing that the other wide receiver is not 100%.
Roddy White.
Yeah, Roddy White's he's not 100% yet, so he can, you know, he's still going to play, but I don't think he can make the big cuts. I don't think he's going to be able to get the separation that Julio Jones is going to get, so I'm sure that Matt Ryan is going to know that and recognize that and be looking for Julio Jones a little bit more. My last pick, I went with Marlon Brown at $5,000 projected.
Marlon Brando?
Marlon who?
Marlon Brown. What did I say?
You said Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brown.
I hope he makes the team.
He's projected at 11. Overall, in wide receiver, the best bargains were Denarius Moore at $5,000, projected at 13. Hakeem Nicks at 5,900, projected at 15. And then Victor Cruz for 75, projected at 18. The overall top projected were Calvin Johnson, Dez Bryant, and Demaryius Thomas, which brings us to the tight end picks. The best bargain at tight end was Antonio Gates this week. He is projected at 15 points, and he cost 6,600, where Jimmy Graham is the overall point leader with 19, but of course he's going to cost the most, and he's 8,400. I decided
Kind of like you said, with kind of like how both of you guys chose Decker this week, I agree that there's plenty of touchdown passes to go around in Denver. And I decided to go with Julius Thomas against Dallas this week. He's $6,400, and he is projected at 13 points. I just feel like gotta have one of those Bronco players that are he's scoring on average 4 touchdowns a game. There's a good chance that any receiver at any time is going to get a touchdown pass. So I want to get in on that on those passes. Chris, who do you have at tight end?
This week I was the guy that went with Jimmy Graham. I wasn't really blown away by any of the matchups this week, like I am some weeks, and because of that, I decided to save a little bit of money and kind of splurge on the tight end position. I probably would have went with Jordan Cameron if we were doing the Thursday games, but since we're not, I just kind of am going for the gold here with Jimmy Graham.
So let me ask you this: I took Darren Sproles, and I did have a little bit of hesitation because they played a Monday night game. Is there any truth to that short week, or is that typically the Thursday night game when they're talking about having a really short week or something like that? Do you feel like there's any?
The Thursday night game is obviously a little bit more dramatic.
Yeah,
it's a few less days than the Monday night thing. And I think the Monday night deal applies more to the road team. But since the Saints were at home, I wouldn't factor in the Jimmy Graham pick or the Sproles pick there. I might consider a little bit if it was a hard fought road game and it was Monday night.
If you went road game, maybe, but yeah. I don't think it's a big deal, especially, we're picking some big time players, and it's not like Drew Brees is going to be like, don't think I'm going to do this good this week. We only got 5 days. I think you're pretty safe on ones like that.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy Graham is every single week he's proved to be a great fit. I can't say anything about that. He predicted at 19.2, which the next closest is Antonio Gates, who I don't necessarily trust. And then after that, we're in the 13-point range. So yeah, you spend big at tight end. Jimmy Graham's the guy you want to spend on. Doug, would you go with? Please tell me you do not take Julius Thomas.
I didn't. I do think with Decker and Manning, I think the good quarterbacks like Brady, Manning, probably even Breeze, as silly as it is, I think they try and even out the passes. So if Thomas and Welker got 2 touchdowns each last week, I do think that they try and get the other players involved the following week. So there might be something in, picking the next guy on the week after that. I went with Antonio Gates. I think with Malcolm Floyd out, and they're already doing so great and they're playing the Raiders, that I think it's going to be another good week for them.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what it is about Antonio Gates. I don't think he's really done anything enough for me to want to pick him yet, but I guess if you're going to pick him when they're playing against Oakland, that's the time to do it.
He had like 20 points last week.
Well, I wasn't watching that game. all right. So again, with Kicker, they had best bargains. The best bargain and the highest projected point score is the same person in Legatron. My favorite nickname for a kicker of all time. Maybe my favorite nickname for a NFL player of all time. he costs $5,100 and he's projected at 14. And of course, it's at home and it's against Jacksonville. I think we all know what's going on with Jacksonville. They are terrible. So I went with Legatron.
I'm going to get you a Legatron jersey for your birthday. I also went with Greg Zuerlein. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah.
Greg Zuerlein.
Zuerlein.
I think you always try and choose a defense or kicker or anybody against the Jaguars. They're so awful. I can't even imagine being a Jaguars fan, how sad this would be.
Somebody told me that they wanted me to go with them to the Jaguars game, and they said the tickets were $4.
They're also doing free beer. They're doing free beer for everyone.
It's not a deal with homeless people.
You guys were going to relocate the Jaguars team. What city would you put them in?
Let's see. Well, L.A., if you could do that.
I wouldn't do Tallahassee.
Vegas? Ooh. Oh, yeah. There'd be no players not suspended. all kickers and punters.
Right into the Tallahassee.
Right up the road.
A big move. Change the culture. New fan base.
Need a nice change of scenery.
Oh, man. Quickly, I also took Greg Zuerlein.
All right.
Okay,
Easy. The lock of the week.
Holy steel. All right, let's see. Chris, who do you have on defense?
I took the Atlanta Falcons home redemption game. Got to get a win. Offense has to play well. Defense has to play well. I think they'll shut down Geno Smith in the Georgia Dome, which is a very tough place to play. He's a rookie, and I don't think he stands much of a chance in this one.
Yeah, but Brady did good, so it doesn't matter.
Same thing.
Now, who do you have?
I have the Carolina Panthers. They're playing Arizona. I think they look great. The last year, I know everybody looks good against the Giants, but I think that they're pretty strong defensively, and Arizona's not that good, so that's what I went with.
Yeah, I actually chose the same thing, so for sure they will be terrible.
Great. Is there going to be a tornado?
I'm going to recap. Let's recap. Oh, you know what? Yeah, let's recap, and then let's go with our Holy Steel pick of the week. For my team, QB, Eli Manning, running back Darren Sproles and LeSean McCoy. I've got Victor Cruz, Julio Jones, and Marlon Brown as my wide receivers. Julius Thomas, the tight end, Legatron, Greg Zuerlein as kicker, and the Panthers on D. My total point projection is 142.8, and my overall dollars per point is 427. Try to keep it as low as you can. The team that I put together for the best bargain was projected at 146, but like I said, that's got people like it had Denarius Moore, Hakeem Nicks, and Victor Cruz, and also Giovanni Bernard, who I don't know how I feel about against New England this week.
I feel good about him, by the way. No Vince Wilfork. Bernard could be a great pick.
Okay. Doug, you want to go ahead and recap your team and then give us the total point projection?
Yeah, sure. Quarterback. So Chris is right. I have four players in that New York-Philadelphia game. I have Eli Manning, LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson, and Victor Cruz. So hopefully all those rumors about a storm are not true. Then I have D'Angelo Williams, Eric Decker, Antonio Gates. Did you say Greg Zuerlein, like a steak? And then Carolina Panthers. And the points projected is 146.25.
Woo! Whoa,
duh. So basically I'll probably get about 85.
You guys always beat me on Wednesday.
What a jerk.
My team recap is Matt Ryan, Ray Rice, Brandon Bolden, Julio Jones at receiver with Eric Decker and Alshon Jeffrey, tight end Jimmy Graham, Greg Zuerlein, and the Atlanta Falcons.
And you're projected at 121.4.
Well, again,
so that means 160. It's about 160.
We've got experts from a few different major networks, 10 experts to be exact. What they're saying on average is that Doug is going to win this week at 146. I will be right behind with 142.8, and Chris is going to put up a pathetic 121.4.
That's just in there.
Oh, no.
Oh, tough break, Chris.
all right, but let's go back through. So that, those are our teams. Everything's locked in. If you had to, they'll recommend that one great matchup, that great bargain, that sacred player. Who is your player for our Holy Steel pick of the week?
And it's crazy. They're selling Steven Jackson for 7 G's. That one's a no-go. I think I will spend $3,000 less and pick up Marino. Decker is cheap, Welker is steep, Jordy goes deep, Lambo leaves. Talking about that FanDuel manual, Holy Stale.
Doug, go ahead.
I don't know if it's such a steal, but I think it's for sure a solid luck. LeSean McCoy. I think he is for sure going to do very well against the Giants, even in a torrential downpour. And I think just for...
That's all I can think about. That is seriously all I can think about now.
I'm taking the weather all weekend. But he's just very consistent, I think. Even against the Broncos, there was a couple where he hit the hold and he was almost gone, and we luckily just got his feet or whatever. He has the potential of breaking off a long run almost every single play.
Yeah, and the way that the Giants have been turning over the ball, he's going to have a lot of opportunities. He is also my steal of the week. I went with LeSean McCoy. Like I said, he's on the best bargain list. He's on the highest projected list as the number one in both of those, so... Gotta be the play. It's gotta be on my roster. Chris, who do you have?
I think my best guarantee is probably Julio Jones. I'm really confident he's gonna put up points, but for my Holy Steal of the week, I am gonna kind of stick to my guns here, and I really believe in Alshon Jeffrey for the money. $5,300, you have to scroll way down the wide receiver list to get to him. The guys that he's surrounded by, he's a lot better than. So if you're in need of a really good value because you stack your team in different positions, Alshon Jeffrey is the way to go. I think he'll have at least 6 grabs or so and possibly at the PD, and that's all you really want out of a $5,300 wide receiver. So Alshon Jeffrey, hopefully, is my steal of the week.
All right. That's going to about wrap it up. I do want to say, once again, if you visit the website, there's going to be a link. Doug, Chris, and I will be in a tournament that will be open to anybody who clicks on the link. You can join up. It's going to be free. It's not going to be for money. But you can try your skills against the experts from FanDuel Manual. Chris, Doug, I will see you both tomorrow. Everybody else, we'll see you next week.
Can't wait.
Bye, man. Have a good night.
See ya.
Yo. Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me. Started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at CE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.